This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Time now for your comments. First up, my interview yesterday with John Danforth, a Republican and former senator. He talked about the dwindling number of moderate conservatives in the Senate and insisted that politics requires compromise, regardless of party. Audrey Cruz of Leesburg, Virginia, called the interview refreshing. She writes, "Former Senator Danforth's rational position gives me some hope that in the future both parties could come together and actually cooperate on a few issues."
Now another voice many of you also found refreshing.
You make me hungry. You make me weak. You're like a hot biscuit I want to eat.
That's musician Paul Thorne. I talked with him about this song, Walk in My Shadow, a cover song from his new album.
I'm more tongue-in-cheek with what I do, and so that's why I said, you make me hungry, you make me weak, you're like a hot biscuit I want to eat. Now, that's what a guy from Mississippi would say.
Have you used that line before?
I use it on my wife all the time. I sneak up behind her while she's washing the dishes.
And how does that go over?
Well, it depends on if she's ovulating or not, you know, because that's when they really seem to like that kind of thing the most, you know.
Madeleine Landry of Kinder, Louisiana, writes that that line almost made her drive off the road.
Whoa, JK posted at NPR.org. Now that is an interview you don't hear every day.
Wowee from Monty Bouse of Columbus, Ohio. He wants Thorne to write a book. A book, Bouse says, that would be as good as a hot biscuit.
But sadly, biscuit love was not universal. Tom Hutchison of Springfield, Missouri, thinks we wasted his time. Great, he writes. Another blues singer with a foul mouth and a trailer park attitude. Yay.
Well, biscuits or brickbats, we do enjoy your comments. Send them to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
A new novel from the Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist Leonard Pitts Jr. jolts you back to the chaotic weeks after the Civil War, a time when families of slaves were freed, but not necessarily together. Some took to the papers, buying classified ads in hopes of reuniting their families.
I am looking for Tilda, my wife. When I knew her, we were in bondage to Louisa Prentice near Beaufort in the state of Mississippi.
This is Leonard Pitts reading from a fictional ad placed by the main character of the book, a freed slave named Sam. The novel is called Freeman, and in it, Sam leaves Philadelphia to travel throughout the South, searching for Tilda, the love of his life. Pitts took inspiration from real classified ads like these.
During the year 1843, Donald Hughes carried away from Little Rock as his slaves our daughter Betsy and our son Thomas Jr.
Information wanted of Hessie Carter, who was sold from Vicksburg in the year 1852. She was carried to Atlanta, and she was last heard of in the sales pen of Robert Clark.
We will give $100 each for them to any person who will assist them to get to Nashville or to get to us any word of their whereabouts. If they are alive.
Any information of her whereabouts will be thankfully received and rewarded by her mother, Lucy Pickens, Nashville.